Hi, this is Bob Pockris from Fox. You're on the road with Dane on WGN. Come on,
baby, don't you know? 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us now, excited to have award-winning motorsports journalist going on 30 years in the game, and what I think is one of the most integral parts of that great NASCAR on Fox team, the one and only Bob Pockris. Bob, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, as we get into the season, you know, these are some exciting times to be not only a racer, a race fan, a person covering it. There is a lot going on. I know that headlines and in the news, there's been a lot about racing. You are responsible for some of that as far as the iRacing stuff. And for the listeners that may not be super familiar, so iRacing, you know, puts us in sort of this virtual world where we can go places that we could normally not be and in probably the most realistic way possible. But when you have Ben Kennedy from NASCAR in on it, when you have Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcoming the event for iRacing in Chicago, the race may be virtual, Bob, but the support is very, very real.
It is. And look, you know, when you have to shut down streets of Chicago, even for just a few minutes, that's not an easy thing, right? And so the fact that they were able to do that, to scan the streets, because the way iRacing sets their kind of their virtual racetrack is they actually scan the surface so that they have it exactly the way it is in real life. And so to do that, to do this street course, that this virtual street course race that they're going to do in June, they stopped traffic and had a rolling scanner, for lack of a better term, going through Grant Park and some other places to set up this 2.1 mile course that they hope to use. And let me tell you, that's a lot of work for just a virtual event. To me, it tells me that they want an actual event in there sometime, and the virtual event is just kind of a first step, a way to look at, you know, at different courses and a way to look at different setups and figure out which one will work best when you propose to the city.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how it's all happened. Of course, your instincts, you know, I feel have got to be right too, because, you know, in the iRacing or video game style world, you can go ahead and just create that virtual environment as realistic as it may be. But for this, iRacing has gone from sort of like a hobby to kind of to gimmick to something really, really cool, to pandemic necessity. And now it is big time event where you've got people coming out for it, but it also serves a couple dual purposes too, right? Because you can create that Hollywood style teaser slash trailer that everyone's so excited about now, mm-hmm. that you wrote about, but also for a city that, and because I know I've been part of some of those conversations over the years, let them see that, number one, it's going to be safe, it's going to be good, it's going to be great for the city. They knew it would draw attention. But Bob, explain a little bit about how this makes the city comfortable with how it'll all go.
Well, it can make them comfortable because they, by doing this virtual racetrack, they can say, okay, how long should this straightaway be and how fast will they be going? So when they're asked, well, are they going to hit 150 miles an hour or 175 miles an hour or 200 miles per hour? They already know, you know, like they have it all done because they've scanned the track. They have the cars and the setups close enough that they can really know kind of exactly how fast they're going, you know, within a few miles an hour. They'll be able to know which turns will work for stock cars. They'll be able to know, like, hey, this is the area where there should be the most passing, so this is an area where we should have some temporary grandstands, all that kind of stuff. NASCAR is going to convert their 2 mile track in California to a half mile track, and they're going to use part of that 2 mile track for that half mile track. And the way they figured out what to do is by doing a similar thing and creating the track, scanning areas, creating it on iRacing, having people test it, and then figuring out what is the best layout.
For the virtual and for the simulators, the realism is undeniable. I mean, I was talking with Juan Pablo Montoya not too long ago on the Formula One side, and how there are drivers who step into cars and compete who have never done it in a real setting before, and they get almost all of their training in the virtual sense. In NASCAR, we've seen that as well. Because I was talking with Joey Logano earlier, and this was about the road course stuff, and just he had said that just the changes that are out there as NASCAR embraces different styles of racing. And instead of those days, Bob, you remember when Boris Said would be the one who'd step in and like do all the road courses, he just said you better get good at it. Is this the same? Do you feel that iRacing is kind of the same, where Jimmy Johnson struggled, maybe some was equipment, where drivers now just have to be good at iRacing as well as other disciplines?
I don't know that they have to be good at it. I think it can help. I think it just depends on the driver. You know, it's, you know, when you're in an actual race car, there is obviously more danger. You know, when you're in it, you're also trying to give feedback for a crew chief to do actual physical setup difference rather than maybe tinkering with something on a computer, which might be a little bit easier or a little bit different than what you're doing in real life. So I think it can get you close. It can help you depending on the way you drive a race car. But if you're good in iRacing, that doesn't mean that you're going to be good on the actual racetrack. If you're good on the actual racetrack, doesn't mean that you're going to be good in the iRacing virtual world.
Well, I think that'll be like a little bit of a sigh of relief from some of the drivers out there that think they've got to up their video game. But dirt, of course, has that great history, that legacy with racing. There are so many drivers that have had success and experience throughout all of those different disciplines on tracks. And so this is like, what do you think? Because you are in the mind of a lot of not only the drivers, but also NASCAR front office, just the sport in general, as they try to be more things to more people. We've talked with, about Roger Penske and, of course, the road courses, and now you've got dirt, right, with Bristol. Is this NASCAR kind of just taking hold, kind of taking ownership of the roots of racing in general? The different backgrounds make up so many of the drivers that are part of that Cup Series and those other series. They're just trying to be a part of it all.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to tap into the passion of fans and what gets fans excited. And I think the one thing they believe is that fans get excited by variety. And, and you can certainly have more variety with road courses, right, than you can with maybe a mile and a half track. You know, everybody says, well, this track is like this track is like this track. There's no two road courses are the same. NASCAR's creating their new next gen car for next year that to kind of drive better on the road courses that'll really allow the drivers to maybe use their talent more, but the cars are more designed for road courses, so they should be able to put on maybe a little bit better show there. And then going to this Bristol dirt, I think it's one of those things, like, they know that they have a lot of passionate dirt fans out there, and they want to kind of tap into that excitement plus add some intrigue. And some people say this weekend at Bristol, where they've covered it with 23,000 cubic yards of dirt and turned a 30-degree banked racetrack into a 19-degree banked racetrack, that's crazy. And why not just go to a dirt track that's already been built? But again, it's all part of the intrigue, all part of the hey, what's going to happen? It's kind of like, well, we don't know if it's going to work, but it's going to be must-see TV, so let's try it once.
Oh, it will be. Let the listeners know. We're talking with Bob Pockris, of course, part of that great NASCAR on Fox team, award-winning motorsports journalist. And we said a lot of times, whether it's Daytona or Indianapolis or Bristol, right, that the tracks sometimes are as big as stars as the drivers. And I don't know if there's a bigger, shinier star than Bristol. And when it comes to doing new things, whether it's the biggest football game or giant jumbotrons or it's Bristol, baby, this is like the perfect place to go ahead and put it. And this isn't like the video game virtual iRacing, where it is kind of out of left field and maybe people are in tune to it. Like on dirt racing, there are some drivers now, and who you have probably talked to, that are really looking forward to this and see this as maybe a distinct advantage. Got Clint Boyer, of course, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell. You've got a lot of guys with real backgrounds and pedigrees in dirt racing. What's been the feedback so far?
Well, the big question is, okay, if you have a background in dirt racing, is it going to help you? because for a couple of reasons. First off, the NASCAR cars are not like a dirt late model car, because the rear suspension isn't designed to kind of for that, big slide and then catch it on the cushion and drive off. So these cars won't drive as well as a lot of the cars that these drivers who have raced dirt are used to. And plus, it's going to be 250 laps. And so the track is going to change. It's going to go from, they'll wet it down for the start, but it'll eventually dry up and get slick. And NASCAR Cup drivers are used to, saying, okay, I'm going to find this line. This is my best line. I'm going to run it every single time. And that's not going to work. What works on lap one is not going to work on lap 240 on Sunday. And I think that's going to be those drivers who are used to long races on dirt and adjusting to the conditions are going to be the ones who thrive.
I think that some of the drivers are, based on, whether it's the different heats and the trials and stages and things like that, they're used to a little bit of that. I'm not sure if the viewers will have to do, there's an educational piece to catch them up. So if you can run through it, how is it going to work, right? There's going to be qualifying heats and then that final race.
Yeah, so there's going to be four heats on Saturday. It's going to set the lineup for the main event. Your finish in your heat plus the number of cars you pass in your heat will determine where you line up on Sunday. The main event, I know most people are used to 500 laps at Bristol. It's only going to be 250 laps because they're going to go a lot slower on the dirt, and they expect a few cautions or a few cautions more. Stages 75, 75, and 100. So they won't even have to pit under green. For fuel and tires. In fact, they can't pit under green for fuel and tires. They can only get fuel and tires on pit road and can't lose spots on those pit stops for fuel and tires during the stage breaks.
So, Bob, have you heard, and last thing, have you heard of any drivers? We can think of sort of that team photo of people that we feel will be comfortable in the setting. Are there some that you say, hey, they're going to be in trouble here?
Well, I think Kevin Harvick might be the one. I don't know that he's the most thrilled about it, but Kevin Harvick also loves a challenge. So I think for Kevin Harvick, he's either going to be top five or like 30th. You know, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot in between.
It is going to be exciting coming up, and we'll watch it all on Fox. And of course, we'll see Bob Pockris there adding his more than 2 cents to so many things leading up and then coming up on June 2nd with iRacing at Chicago. That is going to be something I know that we will all be excited to see it, knowing that it's a precursor for what could be a Chicago road course race for NASCAR coming up. And one thing we know is the constant, so many unknowns, as we know Bob Pockris will be there to share the story and give us all the behind the scenes insights into it all. So Bob, we'll let you get back to it. We know you've got a busy race and weekend coming up, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dane.